Welcome to Newsbox. It is Monday, the 18th of December. A week
One,
to
two,
go.
Three, four.
We are the cheeky girls. We are the cheeky girls. You are the cheeky boys. You are the cheeky boys. We is the cheeky girls.
Touch my
cheeky girl.
This is
cheeky
real.
So it was a lot of news to get through today. A lot of interesting stuff happening in the world.
Yeah.
Number one, possibly the most interesting news story that we've had the opportunity to cover ever.
Yeah.
Lemb Opic, Lib Dem MP, and some might say publicity whore, has dumped his girlfriend Sian Lloyd of the Weather fame.
Yeah.
He's now going out with one of the cheeky girls. Extraordinary behaviour. Extraordinary. Crazy name, crazy guy.
He must be pretty keen on this cheeky girl because he wouldn't embarrass himself with...
I think he has just from what I've seen of him, he has quite a low embarrassment threshold.
Right.
And quite a high publicity courting threshold. He's a little bit like, I would say, the Boris Johnson of the Lib Dems, but without the looks of the charm.
Did you see him present news for you the other day?
Yes.
He was magic.
I was very jealous of Sue Perkins. It's wasted on her.
Yeah, she can appreciate that.
That's the news.
It's astonishing.
Apparently their first date was to the Science Museum.
Yeah.
Where she got a bendy pencil
yep.
and pressed the button.
Her mum has said, well, what's her face ever done, Sian Lloyd?
Mm.
What qualifications does she need to do the weather? So I'd like to know, is she a qualified meteorologist? Some of them are.
She probably isn't. I'll tell you the rule, always used to be, I don't know if this has changed, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but it always used to be BBC, you did have to be a trained meteorologist.
Yeah.
Favourite weather person on BBC at the moment, Everton Fox.
Everton Fox?
Brilliant name, he was just on a minute ago.
I was very fond of Ian McCaskill.
Yeah, but he's not called Everton Fox. What's his name? Tom Schaffernacker, he's on sometimes now. But ITV, you didn't have to be, you just had to be a Dolly Bird, basically.
Yeah.
Let's say Ulrika Johnson, for example. Not a trained meteorologist.
No.
Sian Lloyd's been on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Sian and Lembit as a couple went on to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the last year, certainly.
I saw that.
No, he's quite, he's an interesting fella.
Yeah.
It's great, I like it. I think it's a brilliant, two worlds collide.
Fabulous. I hope it lasts. Good luck to him.
Good luck to him, yes. Other big news today, they've arrested a fella.
Yeah.
This is obviously, this morning, so it's before today's papers. They've arrested a fella in, where is it?
Ipswich.
Yeah.
Well, they said his name before.
Now, it's quite interesting because I felt a bit weird about doing this. He's near Felixstowe. He's called Tom Stevens. He's 37. And, that's where I went wrong. No, it isn't. He was interviewed by the BBC. Apparently, for some reason, because just the picture of him that they've got looks quite like he's taken it himself. And I thought, I bet he's on MySpace. So I did have a look to see if I could find his profile on MySpace, but I failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, maybe he's not on MySpace. But apparently he is. I saw it on the news while I was at the gym. But they played this interview with him, and he has been interviewed by papers because he's come out and said, you know, I knew the prostitutes. I was sort of going out with one of them. I was the one who phoned her mum to say that she was missing and whether she'd turned up or not. But I didn't do it. But now he has been arrested for it. He did sound a little bit creepy. Just some of the things he was saying. And yeah, I'd give them lifts to their dealers. And obviously I was paying them for sex, but I was their friend as well. One of them thought she was getting out with me, but we were cheating on each other and it was a bit... So, yeah. I mean, I say good work to the police. They dealt with that actually very swiftly. And it did look a bit like... You know, they hadn't done anything and they were waiting in a Tom Barnaby style for another murder to happen so they could pounce. But they
see what I think is, this bloke, whoever he is, I don't think they should have released his name or anything until...
I don't think the police
They said
have.
That they were holding him for questioning, so... I mean, I hope it is him and whatnot.
I think, the thing is that the police haven't released his name, but everyone's found out very quickly, so they know that he does a blog on MySpace. They know how much he paid for it. I was watching the news, they know how much he paid for his house when he bought it. And obviously they've very quickly, just from the scant information that they've got from the police, and he's obviously done an interview already with the BBC, so they're aware of him. So, the police have said, we will not be naming the police station where the man is being held. We will not be issuing further comments. So they haven't, the media have published his name. Because
mm-hmm.
It is, I think, probably very much against police protocol.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just very interesting. And I say good work to the police. I hope it turns out he did do it, they've got the right man.
Yeah. Well done the pigs.
Well done the pigs. Big up here. Other big news, X Factor.
Yep.
Leona won.
Congratulations, Leona.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
Other news?
It's not news, but you know how EastEnders had this storyline where Pauline was lying about being terminally ill?
Yes.
They've just done exactly the same thing in Coronation Street.
To be honest, they've done it before in EastEnders as well, I think. Yeah, Angie did it, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Make Den stay with her. And also, Ian made Cindy stay or something. No, he made that nice girl marry him who went off with Martin Kemp. Tamsin Outway, by saying that one of his kids was terminally ill. Like Munchausen by proxy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Apparently it happened. Matt Lucas got married. He's a gay, and he got married to another gay man at the weekend.
Bridget Williams went dressed as Christopher Biggins, but he had to have a sign on his thing saying that he was Christopher Biggins.
Now, yeah, there was a panto theme to reception, I suppose. And some of the costumes are better than others. Now, embarrassingly, Elton John turned up as Captain Hook, and so did Paul O'Grady. But I think if you look at the quality of the costumes, one of them's made a little bit more effort than the other, because Paul O'Grady's is a bit rubbish. But Elton John's looking quite fat.
Well, you know what I say about
that? But I think that's just his normal clothes.
It's the thing of, when Jesus was talking to the disciples and he said, which one of them was given most? And they said, oh, it's the man with the bags of money who's given most. And Jesus says, no, it's that woman there who's given 1p because that's all she's got. And it's the same with Paul O'Grady and Elton John.
Do you think Paul O'Grady?
He's done the best with what he's got. Elton John's had it designed
properly. I like David Walliams going as Christopher Biggins. I think that's a very funny spin on the theme. A little picture here of Nancy and Vicky Reeves. Nancy Reeves. They've gone as the famous pantomime characters Bo Peep and Dick Turpin.
Mm.
If you were going to get dressed up as a panto character, who would you dress up as?
Maybe like Wishy Washy.
I was going to say you would look like as a good dame, or with a good theme. Pegs in your hair or something.
Yeah, maybe Aladdin. That'd be good.
You might get Aladdin if you look at a nice enough costume.
Oh, don't you start.
We're going for the pantomime tomorrow.
Yeah.
Chris Tarrant. Livid.
Why?
Well, Gloria Hollywood's got this new series coming out where she interviews people, and she's interviewing people over a course of a couple of... I saw her doing an interview about it. It's kind of like a chat show, but it's in an informal basis, so she goes to their houses. It's almost like Louis Theroux, but like a nice cuddly version of Louis Theroux, where they're not trying to stitch them up.
Who's cuddlier than Louis Theroux?
Well, I mean, in terms of his interviewing style, he's not trying to, it's Gloria Hunniford. She's not trying to stitch them up, she's trying to get a real insight by going and hanging out with them for a bit.
Yeah.
And she did one with Chris Tarrant and Ingrid, amongst many other people, and it was before they split up.
Right.
So when they split up, she phoned them up and said, can we do another one? Because I think everyone will be quite interested to have a follow up on this, seeing as you have now split up and you seem like such a great couple, yada yada. And now she's doing publicity for all of the shows, but he's going, oh, she's just cashing in on me, having split up with my wife. She's cashing in by saying that I've slept with my wife and she knows all about it. I think he's overreacting a little bit. She's trying to sell her show. It's one of the more interesting points. You could say, she's talked to Wendy Richards. I bet Wendy Richards come out with some brilliant bitterness about her leaving EastEnders and all the young things that are on. I like to think Wendy Richards is a little bit like Kit Richard. Ooh, they could be related.
Well,
in a sort of weird, bitter, old school.
That's the business that he's in.
It is. I think he's being a bit naive. Talking of Cliff.
Yeah.
He didn't make number one yesterday. It's still Take That, which is nice. But I wanted Cliff to get to number one, because then he would have had number ones in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. And that's pretty impressive. I mean, he could have done Try It with a Better Song. Could have put more effort in.
His song is very bitter. Very bitter.
He's a bitter man. He is a bitter man. Wendy Richards is a bitter woman, I think. But how many Christmas number ones has Cliff had?
I don't know, three?
No, he's only had two, I think. The Beatles hold the record for the most Christmas number one singles in 1963, 65 and 67. I don't know what songs they are, but it's not Cliff. He's not had that many. Everyone thinks of Cliff being number one every year, but it's not true. Mistletoe and Wine and Millennium Prayer, maybe.
Another nice picture here of Lambico Pickwick with both of the cheeky girls this time. Which one would you go for?
I'd go for the one on that one. I don't know which one that is.
Monica. Hmm. Yeah, I'd go for Gabriella. She's more bratty looking, if that's possible.
The Mob are after Heather Mills McCartney Mucker. Because they were angry with her for dragging poor... They're big Beatles fans. They love the Frog Chorus. The Mob. And they're angry about what she said about Paul McCartney.
Yep.
So they've threatened to attack her, and she's now got a special emergency alarm from the police. Okay, gangsters try and get her. Oh, and she's got a dog with a wobbly leg. She made her dog have its leg chopped off.
She pictured her taking her dog to have his leg amputated as he got run over. I saw an article here about how pets are like their owners, even
with their wobbly legs.
With funny legs.
Steve Irwin is the most searched for thing, celebrity on Google this year. His widow spoken out about it.
That's because everyone's trying to look for a snuff movie.
She said, leave him alone, let him rest in peace.
She's spoken out.
She's spoken out, said, stop Googling him, leave him alone.
Has she put on a different fucking outfit yet? She's still wandering around wearing that fucking khaki.
She's still in khaki. Apparently she started dating Michael Howard from the Conservative Party.
Ah.
I had a dream actually, Michael Howard was here. There was loads of MPs in the theatre.
So it's the sort of place he'd come. Maybe when we have that Jewish cabaret, he'll come to that.
He might too. Maybe he'll bring Miss the widow Irwin.
Or maybe he'll bring Monica Cheeky.
No, you can go, yeah, I was going to say, is that the other one?
Yeah, it is.
So there's a Cheeky going spare for whoever wants to date her.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she might have a boyfriend already, I guess, but if you're a sort of smart-thinking MP, you know, because you don't want the Cheeky girl vote going just instantly to the Lib Dems.
No, I think Boris should start screwing her. And she'd enjoy it.
He'd break her. They're so skinny and small.
They're not as skinny as they used to be.
And that's a good thing. This year, it's going to be the booziest Christmas ever. Because the supermarket's doing cheap price wars and things. And apparently pub promotions, I've managed to avoid those in all the pubs I've been into recently. Sure, all prohibitively expensive. But yeah, everyone's going to get really pissed. Because it's Christmas.
I tell you what, I can't wait to be fucking over.
I'll be alright. I'm going to try not to drink too much. Although it is, you know, I don't know. It's kind of the only way to get through it.
I don't really ever drink that much. Not Christmas Day anyway.
I usually have a whole bottle of wine at my dad's house because they always have a bottle of fancy wine because they only drink like sweet. I think they only drink Hock maybe,
right.
Lambrusco. So I always get, they go, oh, we've got this nice bottle of wine, do you want it? Yeah, right. And then they give me basically 2 pint glasses of wine. That's what usually happens. Robbie Williams, oh, I love him.
Yeah.
He's a bit sad.
Why?
He needs a bit of love, basically. Well, he said that he's outstayed his welcome in Britain. He's not interested in having children. He's not interested in really having a partner. He's like, he doesn't want to have kids because he can't guarantee he won't ever get hurt.
It was Noel Gallagher that said he's going to end up blowing his head off.
I mean, the thing is, I slightly believe that. That's why I've always wanted to save Robbie.
Well, what can you do? If you're worried about it, take some positive action.
Well, I've always wanted to invite him over for tea and a bit of cake. Maybe watch a video.
Do that.
Say, look, I'm your mate. I'm not going to try and get off with you. I'm not going to sell the story. Just hang out.
You'd be surprised. I think you should do it.
Okay. Is he on MySpace?
Probably. You know, if there's ways and means.
Daughters cost more than sons.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's all Vaseline, isn't it?
That's horrible.
Oh.
Apparently, firstborn daughters are best at charming cash out of their parents. I'm a firstborn daughter. I would say that I've been quite unsuccessful at ever charming cash out of my parents.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't actually, not for a very long time, seeing as I haven't lived at home for quite a long time.
So there's two things for you to do. Christmas, get in touch with Robbie.
Yeah.
Get some money off your family.
And then they can pay for all the cakes I'm going to give to Robbie.
Yeah. You should at least be able to get like a new hat or something.
Be alright. I don't know. I'm already getting a bit resentful about Christmas and my brother having his own way all the time.
Is your brother having his own way all the time?
Well, normally we have very much a Christmas convention because we've got a lot of family all in the same area, but, you know, there's always a way we do things. So we have lunch at my gran's because she's old and doesn't like to go anywhere else and only anyone else is cooking.
Yeah.
Even though that's miserable. And then we go to my dad's house for, like, a tea.
Yeah.
In the evening, watch a bit of telly. I drink a pint of wine, 2 pints of wine.
Yeah.
And we have some...
And you drive to where?
We have some small pavlovas, and then my brother will go off with his mates, and I'll be left with my gran, and we'll watch some, she'll put the heating on really high, until my head feels like it's going to explode, and we'll watch some Christmas specials. That's what normally happens.
Right,
and then on Boxing Day, we usually go to my mum's for a nice meal that she's cooked, and to play with the puppies.
Right. This year?
I sound like I'm fiddling with my mum's tits. They're actual puppies. This year, my brother's decided that we're going to do the whole thing in one day. So he can go and watch Oxford play on Boxing Day, which is all right, but it means I'm going to be really bored all the Boxing Day because I've got no one to play with anymore. But
well, you don't have to do the same as your brother.
Well, I do because he's got the car to drive me around in.
Well, why not spend Boxing Day with your gran?
Yeah. But anyway, my brother's getting his own way. He's breaking. I mean, it's probably good that we're breaking convention, but it's what he wants to do, not what I want to do.
You
of course,
to do this.
I'm the one who's travelling down away from my home to come and spend Christmas with my family. And I...
He's come from America.
Yeah, but he lives in
America.
He's back for 3 months.
Congratulations if you've used or created content on the World Wide Web this year. This means you are person of the year.
Good. Ewan McGregor's taken up paragliding. Him and Bernie Clifton are... jumping off mountains and stuff.
Bernie Clifton?
No, he doesn't actually do paragliding. He does microlights.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd bring Bernie up into the business.
Ewan McGregor, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't do for him and 50 pence.
Deck off a mountain deck's gone bald.
Yeah,
he's got a thin laptop. Okay. He's recently split up with his girlfriend, Diana Stewart, 27, which opens the way for him and Mylene to get together, as they are in our fantasies. Not rude ones.
Or him and Monica Cheeky.
Oh, I'm getting my leads.
Or us. Oh, well, me.
I'd get with you.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Jim?
Yeah.
I think isn't he quite small?
Yeah. But, nice, you know, nice bloke.
I'm going to get a Vince Vaughn, even though they're going to look a bit rough here. I still would.
Would you?
Yeah, I like him.
He's your type, isn't he? A bit chubby. A bit hairy.
A bit bald.
Bit bald, yeah, exactly. If you want to impress a child, it's not enough to be a god.
Oh.
You have to also be a celebrity with your knickers on.
I just realised that looking at my watch won't tell me how long we've been recording for. 19 minutes.
51 minutes.
Peter Kay has topped the charts with record-breaking sales of his autobiography. I mean, how interesting is autobiography going to be? It's like,
I'm from Bolton.
I'm from Bolton, I'm cheeky. I met my girlfriend when I was young. My mum's like, she likes garlic bread.
What you my girlfriend?
Made a series of Phoenix Nights. Watch Billy Joel every night of his tour.
Made a series
of Amarillo.
When she with my elbows. Oh my god!
That's what it says, basically. Ooh, you were furious about that. This is what Jennifer Allison had for breakfast this morning. Special K, or ricicles with skimmed milk.
That's a whole page of national newspaper.
With syrup on top. For lunch, she had chicken and pasta. She loves fruit and vegetables. She's plenty of that. Guess what she's going to have for dinner?
Let's see, some chicken, potatoes.
Salmon and veg, or chicken and veg with rice.
And a fucking Big Mac and stick your fingers down the throat. Ooh, those shoes are nice.
You're looking at another magazine now, I see.
They are, aren't they?
They're very you, in that they're green.
So we've been collecting these bras that have been sent in.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a small box under the desk, and what we're going to do is wait until the last news box of the year, which is the 23rd. So thanks to everyone that sent them in already. We love them. Especially the peephole one.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think they did those at that shop that they're from. Senza. But they do.
Yeah.
They've got a basement.
Yeah,
and they keep all the
cheap
stuff.
So yeah, we've been sent some lovely lingerie.
And what are we going to do with it on the last page box?
Some of it, no name. Well, we'll put it on in the office. We'll have a bottle of Carver. We'll maybe take some pictures.
That sounds like it's going to be great.
So thanks to everyone that's been sending them in. And more, please. Let's see how filthy it can get. The underwear, I mean, you know. It won't get... Won't get dirty.
Oh, what, the underwear would be put it on?
No, I mean, what I mean is, not extravagant, what's the most bizarre bra somebody can send to us? Like one that's got a duck's face instead of a cup, for example. Or a dinosaur.
I kind of lost track of what you're talking about a bit now.
Those shoes.
If you want some advice on the magic of sex, do call Dr. Miriam Stoppard on 0901 609 2554. She can talk to you about stimulating men, stimulating women, difficulties with erections, premature ejaculation, and when you can have sex after you've had a kid, which I think, you know, probably the doctor tells you.
You know, I reckon you'd do it straight away.
Would you?
It'd help work all that stuff out. You know.
Stop it.
Help get it all out. And get it. You know. You want it to start working again as soon as possible, don't you? Fucking hell.
Have you finished with that magazine now? Are you gonna? Is there any news in it?
There's no news in it.
What magazine is it called?
It's called Now. It's got the McDonald Brothers. Whatever happened to them?
Who knows? Whatever. Oh, do you remember when they were everywhere and now they stopped?
Somebody here, Strictly Come Dancing, you might know who she is.
Claire King from Emmerdale.
Right, says, sex with Brendan, I'd rather eat cold toast. Now to me that's a way of saying, yes,
yeah.
I'm having sex with Brendan. Is cold toast just not that bad?
No, cold toast is alright.
So like, I'd rather eat my own feces.
No, or I'd rather eat...
A can of cum.
Okay, thanks for listening.
This has
been very informative. We'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.